Welcome to the Hire Truckers Podcast, where we interview experts in driver recruiting. We provide industry insights, marketing trends, and motivation to help you level up your recruiting game. Welcome to the Hire Truckers Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Craddock, and today we have Connor Bain with Venture Logistics. Connor is the manager of their driver recruiting and retention department. And a little bit of context on Connor. So, you know, most of the fleets we talk to are 500 plus truck fleets, and that's kind of our target audience. So Connor's working with Venture Logistics. So they currently have 1,000 trucks and about 1,200 drivers, plus or minus a few. And a little bit of Connor's background. So Connor's been in the industry for around 10 years, around a decade, and worked in Celadon in recruiting and retention for 5 years, and then moved to Eagle Logistics. Another thing we might dive into is he's also a rock star or a music star. And so we might have to dive a little bit into that. And then he was also at Schneider for 4 years and is currently at Venture Logistics. So a lot of experience on this call today between Connor and I in the industry. And so our aim today is just to add as much value to the audience as possible. Again, our primary audience is recruiters, directors of recruitment, C-level executives in the top fleets in the country. So we appreciate you joining us today. And Connor, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Aaron.
So where I want to start, Connor, so some of the different categories we're going to go in today are growth mindset, industry trends, and marketing trends. So let's start with the growth mindset piece. And so what are you passionate about right now, like in driver recruitment and working with your teams?
We're working a lot on just pushing the recruiters to get out of their individual comfort zone. As a company, over the last year, we've had quite a bit of growth into new markets across the country, new types of drivers in different areas. And we've had to tailor some of our recruiting, our advertising, just our overall tactics to meet the requirements for those different markets and how we're communicating with those individuals. So just trying to push everyone out of their comfort zone and to get to a point where they are comfortable working in those different markets with different recruiters, selling different accounts, and then again, pushing them out of that, but also being there to support them, you know, when they have any issues or any questions about any of this new growth that we're currently going through.
Yeah, when we were chatting last week, one of the books you mentioned is Extreme Ownership by Jocko. Like, how does that apply? Like, because I think there's this dichotomy of like the extreme ownership component, but then also support. So how does that dance like work with your teams, and what is good leadership when it pertains to those things?
Yeah, one thing I've really been working on personally with the growth and pushing the recruiters is just being very concise and trying to provide as much information about a new account, a situation that I possibly can, and then giving them the leeway to run with it and do what is best for them. You know, we've got 6 recruiters. They all have a different process, a different way that works best for them when it comes to recruiting. So allowing them that freedom to work within the parameters, you know, that we have to follow as a company while we're recruiting. But me personally, just trying to provide as much information, as much detail on anything new or any change that is happening. And then again, just allowing them to take it and run with it and, you know, work it however they see fit and in a process that's going to be best for them.
Yeah. So you guys are bringing on, I think it was, you said in January, over 100 drivers. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. We had a great start to the year, had a new account that started in California. So that was a nice bump to the year. And then had some other accounts, current accounts that we've had for quite a while that were growing as well. So, you know, within that growth, there's typically some changes, whether it be pay or equipment, locations that drivers are running out of. And so I typically gather all the information from the ops team that is coming through, and then I communicate that out to the recruiters and to the rest of the department. So now I've really been working on trying to have as much information as possible, but putting it in a concise, straightforward manner. So to try to eliminate as many questions as possible, and then, you know, letting them run with it, do what they need to do to fill those spots, but also being there and being prepared to answer any questions or help out in any way that is needed.
I'm kind of curious. So like, what metrics do you hold? Because that's pretty incredible to bring on 25 drivers a week consistently kind of in this season with new routes, you know, new dedicated lanes, a lot of change, new pay packages to memorize equipment, locations. So like, what does that cadence look like? Because you got to do the work, bring the drivers in and educate and inspire. Like, what does that cadence look like with you meeting with your recruiters?
Yeah, so from the information standpoint, I'm typically the point of contact for the operations team. So the operations team for whatever the account is will reach out to me. They'll provide details on the account. We work off of a Google Doc that we call our need sheet. So any position, any new account, whatever is added to that. And then we keep a running total of number of openings and number of drivers scheduled for that, for those accounts on the need sheet. So if it's a new account, we will also do implementation meetings. So our director of business development, the operations team, equipment, any other department from time to time, you know, that may be needed throughout the process, they will also be on those calls. So from the new business standpoint, we go through a little longer process of getting everything in order, making sure we have all the information. I try to get that information out as early as possible just to prepare the recruiters so they know what's coming. They know how many drivers we're going to need at a new account. They can start contacting leads and applications that we may have from that market, you know, before we even have to turn on any marketing or advertising, and just kind of prepping them for what is to come, giving them the start date, communicating, you know, when we would need a driver in orientation for those positions. Are they moving equipment? Are they just going to show up at the location and the equipment will already be there? So that's a little longer process of typically multiple emails, multiple conversations throughout that startup phase. And then once the accounts are running or any current accounts that we have, I do weekly meetings with each operations group throughout the country. And I get any updates that they need, any positions they need opened, any positions they need closed at that time. And then I communicate those out in individual emails to the team, to all of the recruiters, letting them know, hey, we've got three new positions open at this account in Florida, or two new positions in Northern Indiana, whatever the case may be, depending on the call. And so that's where I learn about most of the openings. And then I will also get, you know, random emails or messages throughout the week with, from an ops team saying, hey, I desperately need a driver out of this location. We just had something pop up. And that gets communicated out. I try to almost immediately via email to all of the recruiters. And any of the positions or accounts that we have within the need sheet, so within the account that is listed on the need sheet, we have the number of positions open, number of drivers scheduled, and then over to the side, it shows any of the details, location, pay, number of drivers needed, you know, if there's specific pay information for each account, that is also listed on the side. So it's not only getting that information out to the recruiters, but also updating the information on the need sheet when it changes, communicating those changes if and when they happen. So it's a lot keeping all of that in line. Some weeks I feel like I send out 100 emails of changes that are happening, and then other weeks I feel like I only send out two or three. So it kind of ebbs and flows, but we do a lot of the communicating and all of that information there on the need sheet with the info that we have for the positions, and then the recruiters, you know, take it upon themselves to go in, review all that information, review the need sheet on a daily basis to know what openings are available and where they need to focus their time.
Like, has a huge impact on just retention in that 30, 60, 90 days. Because when you tell them the correct pay, the correct equipment, what are the challenges with the route, like that radical honesty just has a huge component to that retention rate. So I hope you guys are taking notes.
Yeah, it's very important. And through our application tracking system, when we schedule a driver, all of that information from their pay to their type of travel to the account, the division that they're going to run under, all of that information, we require that to be placed on the application while the recruiter is scheduling the driver. So we have a record of everything right there. And that alone eliminates a lot of those questions or concerns once the driver gets into orientation. Hey, my recruiter told me this, or I thought it was that. We have that record right there saying, no, this is exactly, you know, what was discussed. It's all time stamped. And this is the information that was provided to you before you were scheduled for orientation.
So the next thing I wanted to go into that we kind of chatted about was just industry trends. Like, what are you seeing? You know, we're in Q1, like, what are you seeing in terms of freight? Like, what are you hearing from industry peers? Just like, what's going on in the market?
Yeah. As we touched on a little bit earlier, we are in a fortunate position right now that we're growing quite a bit. We started a decent amount of growth in Q1 of last year, slowed down a little bit through the summer and the fall, and then picked up again towards the end of the year. And we just kept that momentum going here through Q1. We're growing with new accounts, so that's been nice and is keeping that moving. I think overall it's slowed down, you know, for the majority of the industry, and we see that, you know, with some accounts not growing, other accounts are adding drivers, some taking drivers away, and we're moving drivers around. So it's definitely affecting everyone. But then we talked last week from a freight standpoint, you know, freight being a little slow, but a lot of companies are seeing that slow down. And then 2 days later, I saw an article saying that the freight market isn't slow and it's not really affecting anyone. And it is actually going to pick up, and it has already started picking up. So I think it, you know, it kind of depends on each individual company and how they're set up, the type of freight that they're running. But fortunately for us, we haven't seen too much of that slowdown overall here in the last year.
Today's sponsor. Do you hire truck drivers in hard to fill areas, or do you need help creating efficiency in your recruiting department? You're not alone. With 50 plus years experience, Trucking Click specializes in data-driven strategies, industry-leading customer experience, and custom solutions that'll get you to your goal. Trucking Clicks is your go-to place for high-quality direct leads at scale. Visit truckingclicks.com or call 512-982-0816 today. Was it hard for your recruiters, like when things slowed down and they couldn't bring on as many drivers? Like, was that hard in that season last year?
Yes. Yeah, we went through a 3 or 4 month stretch where it was it was tough on the floor. My boss and I do week or monthly one-on-ones with everyone on the team. And we had some tough conversations during those months, just trying to keep everyone motivated. Positions and number of openings that we had were the lowest that we had ever seen. Our recruiters are very bonus heavy in their yearly compensation. So they're not hiring drivers, you know, we don't have the positions open, then they are, they're not getting those bonuses and that additional compensation that they're used to. So that was definitely a tough time. I think that we are out of that. I hope that we are out of that. And, you know, with these new opportunities that we have coming, it's looking like we will be in the clear from that for a while. But it got tough just with, we had work, plenty of work for all of the drivers that we had employed, but we didn't have that need for any additional drivers or any growth. And there were just very few positions open. So we were treading those waters for 4 or 5 months last year.
How do you keep them motivated? Because again, it's something outside of the recruiter's control that it directly affects their compensation. So knowing that other fleets, may still be in that cycle, everybody's running different freight, have different contracts. Like how, if somebody else is going through that season right now where their recruiters can't close as many as they want to, like how should they navigate that to keep them motivated?
Yeah, that's one of the times where, you really have to start getting outside of your comfort zone. We were in that position, and I think a lot of recruiters are in that position where it was easy. All you had to do was send a message, make a phone call. You could get someone that was interested and get them into a position. We had a ton of drivers that were still interested, but again, the openings were just scarce. So we had to do a lot of, pinpointing tougher markets that we typically weren't looking for drivers. They may be 30 miles away from the account or 30 miles outside of a different location where we may not have a ton of advertising or a ton of presence, and pushing the recruiters and putting it on them to go out and start communicating with those drivers, trying to find that availability and those options in those tougher markets, and making it known that, hey, it's not going to be easy right now. It's been easy for the last year, but you're going to have to start working in those different areas, putting in a little extra time on each specific opening that we have, if you want to find that driver.
Yeah. I kind of think of just even my business, like my primary business is Truck and Clicks, and we provide leads for fleets. And, we ended up growing, I think, 4% last year, which, most of the industry was down. But I still think of when I hear, like, you're like talking about it being a harder season, things aren't as easy. Man, when, like, for us, like, when people don't have as many empty trucks, like, they don't need our services as much. And so I kind of think of, like, we're having to do things a little bit differently and have more conversations to think about how we grow and scale this year. Just when, again, like, there are certain seasons where everybody's like, I can't find drivers, like, I need, and they're beating our doors down to work with us. And we have to say, like, hey, hold up, like, we don't have the capacity to bring you on right now.
Right.
And then there's, seasons like this past 12 months. So I can really empathize with those recruiters in that context, because it's like, and sometimes it's hard when you go through those good seasons to be able to make that pivot, like, because just when the work required to get the result changes. And so that can be, on the recruiting side, on the marketing side, on the sales side, like with our company. But that's it's hard to make those pivots, and some people make them and some people don't. And that's where you see kind of the differentiation. Like, if you can maintain your team and maintain the morale through those tough cycles and pivot a bunch of different times, like, hey, I know, guys, we haven't had these conversations with guys 30 miles outside of our hiring area that we typically do. And we might have to talk to them more about what their needs are and talk about how we fit, like, just. Yeah, those changes. But I think those are the differentiators. Like, when you can do that with your team and make those pivots and lean in when it's tighter, think about how much better your team's going to be. Like when they had the opportunity to bring on 105 in January, right? Like that, I feel like that season set them up last year to be able to execute on that right now.
Oh, yeah. And that's where, you have to communicate that as well. Like, hey, it's tough right now. It's going to be tough again for a while. Here's some ideas. Here's some things that we need to try. And then to your point, Aaron, once it does open back up, it's just going to be that much easier. You know, you've built different relationships with different drivers in that area. You've maybe honed your skills a little more. You feel more confident about reaching out to these individuals that you don't already have a relationship with that we may end up needing. And it just makes it that much easier on everyone. Working a lot on being flexible. You know, we're changing budget for marketing and advertising and trying to find that sweet spot of exactly what we need and how many positions that we have open, and communicating that with the recruiters as well. Like, hey, here's kind of the number that we're spending. Here's where we're focusing all of this. Here's where you should focus, or, you know, what we think you should be focusing on. And then giving them that opportunity to take it and run with it. And then if it's not working, we can go back to the drawing board and say, okay, maybe we need to add some more budget here or change this, or, you know, try to find that solution to give them the opportunity to be successful. But again, going back to what I said, being upfront and honest and letting them know, hey, it's not going to be easy right now. Myself as the manager and my boss as the director, we are going to try to do everything we can to make it easy, but it's not always in the cards.
And that's good. I think that, yeah, just that communication is so important, because I think sometimes people avoid hard conversations and communicate with their mouth, like, hey, this is easy, when everybody sees that it's not easy.
Yeah.
So I think just that authenticity, like, and it just puts you in a lot better position. And then the other thing I heard in what you just said was communicating the vision of, like, hey, this season that's a little bit harder to get drivers on because of our new parameters is going to equip you with more conversations when things open back up. So I think that's super, super key and could be missed in this conversation of, like, you were casting that vision even last year in the hard times, that, like, all this work's going to pay off, guys. Like, you might not see it right now, but it's going to pay off. I don't know when, because kind of right to our conversation earlier, like, we don't know when, you know, we're going to pick up a new account or the freight volumes are going to change significantly. But just casting that vision, I think, is really important. So the last thing I wanted to go into, kind of taking a pivot, is, like, what's something you've implemented? This is from a conversation we had last week with, like, outside of work, that's been super impactful just in terms of, like, growth mindset. Yeah, just with some stuff you do outside of work, if you could share that with us.
Yeah, I try to stay consistent as possible on a workout schedule, a workout routine. I've read a lot. I've got a 3, almost 4-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. So in the last 4 years, you know, you see all this parenting stuff. And one thing that always jumps out is, like, hey, you as a parent working out or taking care of your health is not being a bad parent to your child. And you need to take that time for yourself out of the day. I typically do a lot of after 8 p.m. workouts once the kids are in bed, but trying to stay consistent with that, you know, reminding myself that, hey, you need to do this to be around and help take care and raise the boys. Another thing we just started doing recently, we try to have dinner every night with the 4 of us, my wife and the 2 kids. Try to sit down, have dinner, no phones, no music, nothing to distract anyone. And we started this new thing in December called High-Low Buffalo. You say one sad thing that happened during the day, one surprise that happened to you during the day, and then one happy thing that occurred during the day. So it gives us that time to reflect personally on the day that you had, but then also go around the table and listen, you know, and learn what everyone else had going on throughout the day. So the four-year-old loves it. He gets to talk about school or daycare and what things he got to do all day. Our youngest, his answer is just good to everything. So he has a good sad thing, a good surprise thing, and a good happy thing each day, which is always funny. But just gives us that time to, like I said, there's no distractions. We can all connect, discuss our day. And it's not just, hey, how was your day? It's just a different way to communicate that and learn some more detail about how everyone was doing. And then that typically sparks more conversation and, or more questions about what each of us were doing throughout the day. Just try to connect there as much as possible.
That's cool. So which one is Buffalo? So you got high, low, Buffalo.
Buffalo is the surprise, I believe.
Surprise. Okay.
Yeah. So the high is the happy. Buffalo is the surprise. And then the low is the sad. So I think it's awesome. Supposed to be high, low, and then your Buffalo. But our four-year-old decided to make it happy, sad, and surprise. So we go with that.
I like the high low Buffalo. That's gonna stick in my head.
Yeah,
it's so funny that you just shared that, because like we're in just such a similar season of life. I think a lot of people can relate to being in recruitment. Like we have a 3.5-year-old will be 4 in May, and then we have an 11-month-old. Like his birthday's this month. He'll be 1. Two boys, and so yeah, just the season. I can really relate to like working out late at night. Like a lot of times, like I'm doing a challenge right now with a accountability group I'm in of like the 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups a day, which is killing me. The other night it was like 11 o'clock and I was like, oh, I haven't gotten it in. I was dying. But yeah, a lot of times I'm like, oh man, I haven't gotten it in. I got to get it in before I hit the pillow. And that accountability helps a lot. So I'll be reaching out to you and be like, did you get your workouts in this week?
Yeah,
because it just helps. Like, and the reason I bring this stuff up, like we're recruiting, we're retention, we're talking about all these things, like the stuff you do at home, like the strong family life and way you take care of yourself, like affects how you show up at work, right? Like the way you're able to pour into this podcast and then like pour into your team when they're having a hard time and empathize, is like because of those things you're doing outside of work. And if we lose track of that, because like there's a season in my life where I was 100 pounds overweight and, you know, drinking too much and all these different things that were unhealthy habits, and that impacted my work and everything. And so I'm super encouraged that you're doing that. I also liked before our call, you talked about your Peloton, like tells you if you haven't done it, like notifies you.
Yep. I get my reminder that, hey, you didn't work out. You haven't worked out for 2 days. It's like, oh, That's probably why I've been grumpy at work, because I haven't worked out for two days. And then you go and you get it knocked out and you feel much better that day. You feel better the next day, and just building on that. It's not fun. I don't necessarily enjoy it, but it's amazing how much better that you do feel. Even if you're exhausted while you're doing it, just go do it. It will change your day, change your week. You know, the cliche, get into that routine. But once you get into it, it just becomes second nature. And it's amazing how much better you will feel. How many more things you can do.
Oh, I know. Like I kind of have amnesia when it comes to this. I'll be like, why am I so exhausted today? And then I'm like, because I haven't worked out for 3 days. Like, you know. Or why am I disconnected from my family? Well, we haven't had, like I was traveling this last week and we haven't had dinner together in 6 days. So I think those things are key. So whether it's a recruiting retention takeaway from this call today, like I just encourage, you know, the listeners to just take action on one of those things, or take action, like implement high, low Buffalo, like at the dinner table, or get accountability, surround yourself with other people that are working out daily that kind of encourage you in that area. So, I really appreciate your time today, Connor. I think we added massive value to the industry as we push this out. So where can people connect with you, follow you? Like, where are you active on social media?
I'm active on LinkedIn. That is where I typically am at on a daily basis. So it's just Connor Bain on LinkedIn. I'm out of Indianapolis, Indiana. If anybody wants to connect or chat, don't ever hesitate to reach out. My contact information is on there as well. Shoot me an email, shoot me a message. I would be more than happy to have a discussion with you.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for joining us on the Hire Truckers podcast. This is Aaron Craddock. Have a great week. Thank you for joining us today. Our goal with the Hire Truckers podcast is to provide industry insights, marketing trends, and motivation to level up your recruiting game. If we added value, take a few seconds to share this with your network. Have a great week.